Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Andrew Tyler Brown, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. Birds stay in the light. Still, you think I should be grateful for the life that I live. No other woman take the shape that I'm in. What am I to do when tomorrow looks so gray? How am I to love? Love never came. What am I to do when tomorrow looks so gray? How am I to love? Love never came.
I know you also attended Berea College, though, correct?
I did, yeah.
That was before you went to Moorhead?
Yeah, before I went to Moorhead. I actually met Raymond McLean, the director of Moorhead State's Traditional Music Program. There, I was a junior at Berea doing a literature degree, and but I did all the old-time music. I was very involved with that when I went to Berea, and they have a celebration of traditional music there. You know, when you go to Berea, you have to work there, and mm-hmm. for that week, I was assigned to be the little buddy of Raymond McLean and make sure he got where he needed to go. So I met him that day, and I met all the ambassadors, which is what the Mountain Music Ambassadors, which we call, what we call the university band, and fought for their right to do what they needed to do, you know, and yeah, it was a great time, to say the least.
And then once you got over to Moorhead, did you not train or were you taught by one of the McLeans as well on bass once you got over there?
Yeah, I took bass lessons with Ruth. I was a bass major there. When I first got there, I just got my first left-handed upright. I was touring with just playing a right-handed bass, but backwards. So I was playing with my left hand with a right-handed bass. And when I was going to Moorhead, I decided, you know what? I've hit a ceiling with this. I need to get a better equipment. I need to learn how to play this left-handed. So when I went to Moorhead, I bought that. And pretty much from the day I started there, was the first couple days that I had a left-handed bass. So the learning curve was, like, real high, for sure.
See, until now, I didn't even know there was such thing as a left-handed and right-handed bass.
I did some jazz classes there, too. You know, Rob's really one of my favorite bass players around in Kentucky. He just kind of gets it, you know? So I've sent Rob on an errand to get my guitar. That I did some improv classes and some lessons with Ryan McGillicuddy, the instructor there, and I had a really good time doing those. He fixed some of the stuff that I didn't even think about as well. So I think that's a really good lesson in itself for anyone that's young trying to learn. Don't box yourself in. Try everything. You're going to be bad at some, great at others, and play on those strengths. But figure out what you're bad at just as much as what you're good at. Because mm-hmm. I definitely know what I'm bad at.
I was working through college. My grandpa's farm. She was thirsting for knowledge, and I had a car. She was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One rest of summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river. Hot July moon, saw everything. First taste of love, oh, bittersweet, green on the vine, like strawberry wine. I still remember the 20 was old. Biggest fear was September, and I had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call drifted away by the leaves in the fall. Year after year I come back to this place just to taste of love. Whoa, bittersweet, green on the vine, like strawberry wine. Time hasn't touched. Is it really her or the loss of my innocence? I've been missing so much. Like strawberry wine, 17, hot July moon, saw everything. First taste of love, whoa, bittersweet, the green on the vine, like strawberry wine, 17, hot July moon, saw everything. First taste of love, whoa, bittersweet, the green on the vine, like strawberry wine.
I had some jazz in the household, really, but I grew up around a lot of traditional music and a lot of country music, you know, and whether it be like pop country from the 90s or old school stuff or what have you. I grew up really near Renfro Valley, in the Renfro Valley Entertainment Center, so I went there a lot as a kid, and I have really good memories of that. And, you know, I just felt like I understood it more. I'm sure if I had more opportunities to see jazz, I would feel the same way as well. It's just what I was exposed to, mm-hmm. say the least.
Gotcha. Let's see, I want to jump back now to Morehead Stay a little bit, and actually, Will and Megan, I'd like to bring you all in. And Andy, I'd still like to get keep don't go too far,
I'm
Andy.
Not going anywhere. I was just trying to make eye contact.
I guess when you went to Morehead, was that the first time once you got there meeting Will and Megan, or had you known them before?
I was playing with the contra dance band when I was 18 at Berea, and Matt was thinking of checking out Berea, and Will was there, and I was playing guitar for him, and they walked away, and Will said to Matt, "I don't know who that kid is playing guitar, but that's really bad."
Refuse to confirm or deny.
It does have a ring of truth, though.
And then I went to Morehead State University, and I just got way better at it by taking lessons with Will Parsons, and it cleaned it
there
up.
There you go. Megan and Will, what's it been like for you guys, just kind of seeing Andy on his journey go along, and then now you're playing with him? What have you noticed in terms of just like him growing as a musician and stuff since you've been around him?
It's really pleasurable to see him taking off and doing his own solo thing.
Megan Gregory.
I've gotten to know him just over the past 2 years, and steadily he's made me laugh more and more and more. And I love it when he comes over, because I just belly roll. But yeah, it's really cool. His songwriting is awesome, and we hope to do some more recording with him. We've done a little bit, and we hope to do more, because it's a lot of good stuff. He needs to put on... put down for history.
When you break down the stillness of night to me, when you come hold me right from behind, when I know if the morning cries out to me, well, I still love you more. When you show show me a life that was never meant to be. When you put your soul right next to mine, when you say that your soul captured by me, well, I still love you more. I still love you more. When you give me the strength to get on back, when you say that you're so captured by me, oh, I still love you more. Oh, I still love you more. When the rain comes down on our little lives, when you give me the strength to get on back, when you say that you're so captured. I still love you more. Oh, I still love you more. Oh, still love you more. Oh, I still love you more.
I had some jazz in the household, really, but I grew up around a lot of traditional music and a lot of country music, you know, and whether it be like pop country from the 90s or old school stuff or what have you. I grew up really near Renfro Valley, in the Renfro Valley Entertainment Center, so I went there a lot as a kid, and I have really good memories of that. And, you know, I just felt like I understood it more. I'm sure if I had more opportunities to see jazz, I would feel the same way as well. It's just what I was exposed to, mm-hmm. say the least.
Gotcha. Let's see, I want to jump back now to Morehead State a little bit, and actually, Will and Megan, I'd like to bring you all in. Well, and Andy, I'd still like to don't go too far,
I'm
Andy.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just trying to make eye contact
Well, I guess when you went to Morehead, was that the first time, once you got there, meeting Will and Megan, or had you known them before?
I was playing with the Contra Dance Band when I was 18 at Berea. And Matt was thinking of checking out Berea, and Will was there, and I was playing guitar for him, and they walked away, and Will said to Matt, "I don't know who that kid is playing guitar, but that's really bad."
Refused to confirm or deny.
It does have a ring of truth, though.
And then I went to Morehead State University, and I just got way better at it by taking lessons with Will Parsons, and it cleaned it
up.
There
you go. Megan and Will, what's it been like for you guys, just kind of seeing Andy on his journey go along, and then now you're playing with him? What have you noticed in terms of just like him growing as a musician and stuff since you've been around him?
It's really pleasurable to see him taking off and doing his own solo thing.
Megan Gregory.
I've gotten to know him just over the past 2 years, and steadily he's made me laugh more and more and more. And I love it when he comes over, because I just belly roll. But yeah, it's really cool. His songwriting is awesome, and we hope to do some more recording with him. We've done a little bit, and we hope to do more, because a lot of good stuff needs to put down for history.
Maybe lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Maybe we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. I felt a feeling that was quite as strong. Turns me on, just be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time, come a little closer. thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite as strong. I can't believe how much turns me on just to be your man.
Started at Moorhead, he was he just like you all can see right now. He was a very obnoxious child.
Will Parsons.
And I could see we were going to have a rough time. We were going to have a rough go of it. But he figured something out really early on that really smoothed things over a lot. Andy figured out to get to school early and make me a pot of coffee first thing. We got along.
There you go. That's all it takes?
All it takes.
I feel like, in fact, I've known Andy longer than anybody else on this stage and changed much at all.
Hopefully that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Well, I came off from the road just to find myself another, and I saw you standing by the corner of the bar. With nothing but a cut off and some old tattered jeans, you sang to me a whisper I've heard many times before. I remember the melody you sang. The tired looks that made you shine. And the heart of someone special. Heart flicker as we sat amongst the moon. Though we got ourselves to talking, we never did begin. My shame and my glory at the bottom of the bottle. No one will ever know about the nights that I held you. Said all but nothing about my heart and my mind. I remember the melody you were singing. And
Matt and I would like to thank Andrew Tyler Brown and his band for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each and every week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Amanda Haynes. We thank you for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this rich musical tradition and artists of the Kentucky region, and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Who would like to hear one more from this wonderful band? Take it away, guys.
Stay here a little longer, my darling, or is it time for me to go? Setting sun now, it's sinking fast. These feelings you really know. I remember when there was once a time when you lay your since I saw you last, and I hate to say I still feel the same. Though I'm leaning on these memories, I'm happy to hear you found your way. Just don't forget that I was the one that broke your walls and built your dreams. If you mind going close, honest mean nothing at all.
Thank you all.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Andrew, Will, Matt, Megan, Ken, and Rob for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.